Lobos with a four-point lead. Lobo fans trying to bring the energy in the first half. There's Troll with the deflection. Troll in transition. Fans rise as he slams it down.
Talking about his length and athleticism, right? Okay. He does those dunks that won't let him shoot all threes he wants, all right?
That got the Lobo fans engaged. 14-8. The lead for New Mexico. 8:50 to go. This building is getting loud as the Mavericks are 0 of their last 9. 6.5 minutes without a field goal for UT Arlington. They're looking at this Lobo defense. Another turnover. In transition, 3-on-2 the other way. Albury, Euro stepping right hand, lays it in.
Yes, sir. That's what we need.
If you're looking for a meal that's never boring and guarantees fun, look no further than Sonic. Live free, eat Sonic. Welcome back inside the pit. J.J. Buck along with Daniel Ferris here courtside. Mexico 26, UT Arlington 13 with 3:23 left here in the first half. The Lobos defending like crazy, attacking the basket. Look at points in the paint. 14-8 advantage. Russell, 9 of 11 at the free throw line.
Hey, the free throw line's the difference right now. Like we keep talking about. If your offense isn't clicking, drive the ball, get in the paint, get those paint touches. They're key because when you get a paint touch, either you're going to score or the defense is turning and looking at you.
Mavericks working right to left in the black road uniforms. They're just 2 of their last 14 from the field. Seamster has 5 points. He's their leading scorer. They're working around the perimeter. Seamster has it. Tries to dive inside. Hopped there. Bouillon was lurking and goes up top to Lowry. The freshman point guard crosses over Antoinette. Passes out. Seamster open sideline. 3. Too strong on that one, but an offensive board. Lowry open up top for 3. Can't get it to go. And another opportunity as Seamster grabs it. Back-to-back offensive rebounds for the Mavericks to go inside to Jackson. He's cut off on the baseline, and a pass just right through the hands of Laster out of play.
We got lucky on that one because you can feel the energy get sucked out of a defense when you get an offensive rebound. When you work for those 20, 30 seconds to get a stop and then you don't get the rebound, those are killers.
Albury leading away with 10 points for the Lobos. He's 6-for-6 at the free throw line. JT Rock, 5 points, 2 boards. He hit the only 3-point shot for the Lobos here in the first half.
I don't think that we would have expected our 7-1, 250 guy to be the only one hitting the three, but we'll take them when they come now. It's been ugly.
Well, it was just 1 of 10 from 3. Chol works off the screen to his left. Up top, gets it to Albury. Albury darts inside, passes out, open 3, hopped, and he can't get the bounce.
Goes beautiful offense, though.
Off
straight
iron.
Line drive.
Mavericks with the rebound. Going inside through traffic, losing it out of play, but it was last touched by the Lobos. It was Lowry on the drive.
Lowry's pushing it every time, like you said before. He is trying to get downhill. Lobos do a good job of getting back and finding him, though.
Freshman inbounding on the baseline. Mavericks have it in the front court. Uses Jackson as the outlet up top. And they get it to Laster. Laster, the 6'4 sophomore guard, goes to his left over the screen, but the Lobos are all over it. And again, poked out of play, stays with the Mavericks.
Again, Albury in the right place and help side, able to get a hand on it because that was a tough drive. He was going to get there to the rim, I think, and maybe get something, either for himself or a teammate there.
Well, Seamster checks out. He's got 5 points and 4 rebounds. Only played 9 minutes. Picked up those 2 early fouls.
Yeah, hey, but it's lucky for us that he was out for a bit. I hope he doesn't catch his rhythm. He's a good player.
Mavericks work there along the perimeter. Just 10 seconds on the shot clock. Lowry spins at the free throw line. He's forced back out. Bounce pass to Laster. Tries to drive from the right side. It's stolen again by the Lobos as they collapse in the paint. Howell has it in the front court. Under 2 minutes to play in the first half. It's a 26-13 lead for UNM. Hopped goes opposite the screen here on the right sideline. Leaves it for Bouillon. Leaves it Albury. He's going to pull deep 3 left side. No good. Hopped tries to touch back. Can't get it to go. Mavericks have it into the front court. Laster slows it up. Step in 3, right wing, in and out. Another offensive rebound underneath and drawing the foul was Jaden Smoot, the 6'1" freshman.
You know, hey, they're playing hard. Mavericks are not giving up at all. They haven't been able to score just like the Lobos, but they are playing hard every possession. And that's the second one on Bouillon. That's just an effort play on their end. You know, they kept fighting, fought through it, and now they put the pressure on us and our best big's going to have to come out most likely. Or maybe coach will trust him for the last minute 30. We'll see. They would have pulled me for sure. They're not trusting me with 2 fouls.
Not as a freshman.
Oh, not as a senior. I remember Coach Alford pulled me when I got a foul 2 minutes in one time. And then all I heard was Effin Ferris for a while. Then I was able to go back in after that after I learned my lesson.
lessons matter early in the season.
Absolutely.
You got to learn your lessons.
Hey, if coach can't trust you to do what you need and you're not listening to him, it's going to be rough to get playing time.
So Smoot got the offensive rebound, drew the foul, hits both free throws, 26-15, and now the Lobos have gone 2.5 minutes without a basket.
And, you know, Vic Bell has come out, but I like the call. Save him. We got a lot of game left. It's not like this game's out of reach. We're an 11-point game.
In the lead, Bouillon, 4 points, 2 boards, and 10 minutes here in the first half. So Antonio Chole comes in for the Lobos. And Chris Howell spins inside, dives down the lane, misses the layup opportunity, but he gets his own miss back, goes out to Miller. Miller and Howell working left side. Long three-point shot missed. That's Javis Miller.
I don't hate our offense. We're playing hard. We just can't execute it.
65 seconds left here in the first half. There's Lowry. Doesn't have a basket yet. He's 0-for-4 from the field. Mason drives from the top. Goes right at Chole.
Well, when Lowry had the ball there, I can hear the whole coaching staff on the Lobo end saying, ice, ice. So when he's here on the side for the pick and roll, they're trying to just keep him one way. His speed is starting to mess with him a little bit, so they're trying to keep him on one side when they call ice there.
Now, Chole picks up the foul, and this is going to be the 7th and 8th free throw attempts here in the first half for the Mavericks.
Well, and that foul by Chole, he was being aggressive on the driver. I'm okay with that. You know, make the ref have to make a call sometimes. And he could have had a turnover there if the ref didn't call. I don't know. Could have gone either way.
Tyron Mason hits the first free throw. The 6'6 sophomore from Plano, Texas. Just 4 appearances last year at North Texas for Mason. He had 12 points, 9 rebounds in their opener. He misses the second free throw. So it's a 10-point lead for the Lobos under a minute to play here in the first half. Powell takes it into the front court. Works over the screen of Hall. Gets it back to the freshman. Eric Wallen saying he wants a 2-for-1. So Hall spins inside, takes a ton of contact. Chole, 3, left side, like
it.
It's good.
There it is. Hey, we got our second 3, baby. We got a game now.
And that does give the Lobos an opportunity. 2-for-1. There's just 25 seconds on the shot clock, 30 seconds on the game clock.
Get a stop here. Finish the half the right way. You'll get one more shot.
29-16, the lead for the Lobos. Zone defense. Rigsby switches near side to Lowry. Lowry, 9 on the shot clock. Goes back to Rigsby Jr. Those two work back and forth. Now left sideline, 3. It's up. It's good. Smoot.
You know, 13-1-2.
Final 5 seconds. Howell gets it to Tenet. Tenet looks at the clock, crosses over, goes inside, lays it in at the buzzer. The freshman Tenet using his quickness to get by his defender. As the Lobos execute the 2-for-1, they get the 3 from Chole and the 2 at the buzzer.
Coach made the right call, didn't he? You know, he told them to go get 2. They did. I love it.
New Mexico with 5 points in the final 35 seconds, 31-19. They're going to look at it, but that was good out of the hands of the freshman, Uriah Tenet. And it's halftime here in the pit. New Mexico 31, UT Arlington 19. And this is Lobo men's basketball here on the UNM Sports Radio Network. Welcome back inside the pit. New Mexico victorious over UT Arlington 74-56. Albuquerque Downs Racetrack and Casino winning entertainment, including horse racing, live music, dining, the best games, and more. So Lobos go to 2-0 on the season. As we're joined now by Lobo head coach Eric Olin, J.J. Buck, Daniel Ferris, with you courtside. Coach, congratulations on the victory. Look, you know, at that first half, what was it versus, you know, tipping your cap to UT Arlington, some of what they were doing defensively, and just you just not having your rhythm yet offensively?
They made it hard for us. I thought they did a nice job, especially in the first half, being connected on some switches and limiting some of our dribble penetration. And then I thought they did a pretty good job flowing to the ball when we did get penetration, and we had a hard time putting in the basket. We also had some looks I think we'll make as we go. I think that's something that hasn't quite shown up for us, but we certainly believe in. Like, we've seen these guys, the work they put in shooting the basketball. We've seen what they've done since June, and we have a good shooting team, and I know that hasn't shown up yet, but we certainly believe in our players.
Well, that second half, Coach, those shots started to fall. I love the offense you guys run. It's unselfish. No one's taking bad shots, so I know that portion's going to catch up because your defense is amazing. I love it.
Yeah, and I thought the defense sort of led to the separation. We got a couple steals, runouts, and we got a little cushion. And then, I thought we settled in the second half for sure with kind of figuring out the drop a little bit. I thought Tomislav did a nice job of his roll pop decisions, you know, rolling a little more often versus that drop when Chris and DA had it in their hands and they did a nice job finding him at the end of drives.
Well, like I was telling JJ the whole time, that roll is so important because it sucks in the defense, right? The big doesn't have to get it every time, even though I would want him to, being a big guy, right? But it sucks in the defense and leaves all your other guys open for better shots. So I really liked what he did as well.
Yeah, no, it was good. And you know, we'd like to make a few more baskets, but 15 assists on 23 baskets, pretty good. I thought we moved the ball, you know. And then after a little bit of a shaky start, we took care of it pretty well. I think we had 5 quick ones and then ended with 12, and we did a nice job on the turnover margin.
Well, Coach, you guys forced 23 turnovers, and there's a stretch in the first half where Utah Young did not score for 8 minutes. What is the key to just being locked in with that type of effort defensively?
Yeah, I thought our guys played with a ton of energy. You talk about being connected and talking, and I thought we had a lot of that, especially the first half. You know, we made a lot of plays. We tell them all the time, you know, being in the right spot, the plays will make themselves. And I thought we did that a fair amount. Anytime we got the ball on the outside, got a little ball pressure, they tried to skip a few that went right to us. We had great activity, touched a few more that we didn't even end up with. So, yeah, felt really good about that. I felt like that carried over, too. They just passed a little less in the second half. So, it's, you know, it's a little harder when they're
passing lanes, yeah, right? They're not passing.
Yeah, they're just kind of running downhill there and drew some fouls, but I thought for the most part our execution defensively was pretty good.
Dayton Albury, who goes 8-for-8 at the free throw line, and just what it means for him to just continue to be aggressive for your team.
Yeah, he's always going to be aggressive. He's going to be one of the most aggressive players in the country. Want him to play downhill. You know, we're not going to be deterred by, you know, a few that he misses that he would normally make. Like, he's a big part of what we're doing. His rim pressure is huge for us because not only is he going to put points up, and he's proven as an efficient scorer around the basket in this conference. So that rim pressure also opens up some of the stuff on the perimeter for some of those guys. So as we keep improving, the shot quality will go up as off that rim pressure, and we'll keep and we'll start to knock down shots.
Oh, Coach, this team, as you can continue to develop it and just give opportunities, and to see Vincent come in, score 5 points late in this game with, you know, everything he's gone through over the last 2 years, you know, the trust you have in your players to give him those opportunities.
Yeah, Milos gave us good minutes. You know, he's a matchup problem for other bigs, but, you know, sometimes, and specifically with the first time I put him in the second half, matchup problem maybe skewed their side a little bit. They got a couple offensive rebounds, and the way the game was going, we kind of got him back out quickly. But then you could see later in the half when the matchups were a little better what he can do offensively.
Yeah. Hey, I like what JT Rock did, even though he got a couple moving screens there. Like, big fella was doing all right. He was being 7-1, right?
Yeah, he played big. I mean, JT is in he hasn't played a lot of college basketball. Mm-hmm. He's really young. He's in his third year of college, but, you know, he's the same age as some of our freshmen, right? Or younger than some, depending on which one you're calling.
Yeah, I was going to say, some of your freshmen are almost as old as me, Coach.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's his first time, and, you know, what he did for 2 years at his previous school is very different schematically than what we're asking him to do. So, you know, he's got so much upside, and we want to see that right now. And so sometimes it's frustrating when he's not executing the way we want. But he's going to be a good player. He impacts the game. And when we get him in the right positions, he's having success.
All right, Coach, appreciate you. Thank you. Congratulations on the victory.
Thanks, guys.
That's head coach Eric Olin with us post-game after the Lobos 74-56 victory.